5, Blessed Thomas of Tolentino and Companions, Martyrs, First Order. Born in the March of Ancona about 1260, Thomas became a friar minor in early youth and soon distinguished himself by his strict observance of the Franciscan rule, especially its precepts concerning the practice of poverty, and by his zeal for the salvation of souls. In 1289, he went with several other friars as a missionary to Lesser Armenia, and 2 years later, King Hathun II of that country sent him as his envoy to the Supreme Pontiff and the kings of France and England to obtain their assistance against the Saracens. With the exception of a few years during which he made a second journey back to Europe, Father Thomas then continued his missionary work in Armenia and Persia. Thus, he conducted a disputation with schismatic Armenians at Sis in 1305. He was in Persia when 2 years, written in 1305 and 1306 by Father John of Monte Corvino, the pioneer missionary in the capital of China, arrived. And since Father John asked his confreres to communicate the contents of his letters to the Holy See, Father Thomas once more traveled back to Europe, arriving in Rome sometime in 1307. Before a public consistory of the Pope and cardinals, he made an eloquent address, recounting the marvelous success of Father John's work in China, in pleading for effective measures which would develop the promising mission in the Far East. As a result, Father John was appointed Archbishop of Peking, and 7 Franciscan bishops with many other friars were sent his aid, although only 3 bishops and some of the friars survived the long journey of 2 years to China. Father Thomas seems to have resumed his missionary work in Persia and remained there until 1320, when he too, together with 3 other friars, set out for the missions in China. But they got only as far as Tana, near Bombay in India. There they won the martyr's crown. Father Thomas of Tolentino and James of Padua, and also Brother Demetrius of Tiflis, were beheaded on April 8, 1321. And Father Peter of Siena was put to death on April 11. Brother Demetrius was a Gregorian or Armenian, and being well versed in Oriental languages, he had served as interpreter for his confreres. Some 2 years later, Blessed Odoric of Pordenone passed through India, and after he had gathered all known facts about the martyrs, he took along their remains to the Zatuin mission in southeastern China. But the skull of Father Thomas he carried to Kanbalik, and when he returned to Europe in 1328 to 1330, he brought this precious relic to the Franciscan church in the city of Tolentino, Italy. Later, it was transferred to the cathedral. In popular devotion, the title of Blessed has been bestowed on all 4 of the martyrs ever since the 14th century, but only the cult of Blessed Thomas of Tolentino has been definitely approved by the Holy See, first in 1809 and again in 1894. Concerning the reward of the saints. In the life of the holy martyr Blessed Thomas, consider what the reward and the lot of the saints is here on earth. Thomas endured untold labors and difficulties in the distant lands of the heathens, for which he did not even receive ecclesiastical distinction. But in accordance with his lifelong desire, he suffered bloody martyrdom in a new and unknown country. That is what the saints wish for themselves. When Christ our Lord asked St. John of the Cross what reward he desired for so many labors in the service of God, John answered, "Lord, to suffer and to be despised for thee." The saints realize that this life is the time of sowing, and that nothing produces such rich fruit as when one has suffered something for Christ's sake. Do you delight in such sowing? Consider the reward of the saints in eternity. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, says Holy Church of the Martyrs. Thou hast set on his head a crown of precious stones. The glory given to them here on earth after their death is, so to say, a reflection of their heavenly glory. In the missions of Armenia and Persia, Blessed Thomas bore the burden by which he polished the precious stones of his heavenly crown. Now its splendor shines from India to the West, his native land. He also desires true glory. He who desires true glory must not seek the kind which is enjoyed already in this life. Consider how different are our desires from the desires of the saints. They pray for sufferings and contempt and thank God when they endure them. We fear nothing so much as to have to endure contempt and suffering. When it falls to our lot, our only prayer is that God remove it from us. Of these two opposing views, one must be wrong. The view of the saints has stood the true test, since they have received eternal joys for their short sufferings. In place of earthly contempt, they are now enjoying honor and glory in heaven and on earth. We are in error when we wish to avert as an evil every occasion of suffering and contempt. Do you at least beg of God that he may give you what is salutary for you? Prayer of the Church. Let thy merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of thy suppliants, and in order that thou mayest surely grant that they ask to those who seek, make them ask only for those things which are pleasing to thee. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Thomas of Tolentino,
pray for us.